Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to hear this story.
Okay.
And you're going to assume a lot of things. And you're going to be wrong about all of them.
Oh.
Because the term car accident can be a bit of a lie. Not many accidents are total accidents.
True.
But in this case, this scary situation.
Totally not their fault.
I mean, it may be exactly what they called it.
So how'd they end up where they ended up?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron. It's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story went down out in Canandaigua.
What happened?
Early yesterday morning, police received a call for a car that had driven into the lake.
Wait, driven into the lake?
They drove the car into the lake.
In the morning?
Early in the morning, yes.
God damn.
So it went off the city pier.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Tommy, right off the bat, if I were to ask you the age of someone early in the morning that would drive their car into the lake off the pier, you would have guessed.
Old.
Wrong.
Young folk?
The man in the water, according to police, was 19 years old.
A kid?
Yep. Yeah. Police say he managed to get out of the car by himself and swim to shore. They say it happened around 1:30 a.m. So.
Whoa.
Now that we know that.
That part of the morning.
Now that we know that.
Yeah.
You got a 19-year-old, potential late night. You would assume the reason his car went into the drink was?
He was doing other things.
Wrong!
Oh, really?
Police say after an investigation, the 19-year-old showed no signs of intoxication from drug or alcohol. Nothing.
Straight
no
up,
girls around, nothing?
Nothing at all.
Straight up confusion.
Yep. So they say he managed to make it back to the shore. He was taken to the hospital to get checked out. We'll hope he ends up okay. Mm-hmm. The reason the police say this happened, the 19-year-old stopped his car to rest on the pier. Eventually, he tried to make a U-turn to get out of there.
Yeah.
And that's when his car went into the wall.
So he slipped over the wall.
I guess so.
Because it is a weird area where you can drive on a dock.
But are you supposed
to? And there's no guardrails.
Are you supposed to drive onto the dock? Or
yeah, you can drive up because there's like a cul-de-sac at the end where you can turn around and leave.
I thought it was like that he wasn't supposed to be on the dock.
No, because
you can ride. Park on.
So
there,
you can
shops.
Actually technically be on there. Okay.
Yeah. He was only ticketed for the U-turn. He wasn't ticketed for being on the pier.
Okay. He should work on that a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't ticketed for the U-turn. He was ticketed for moving lanes unsafely, which is the understatement of the century.
Yeah.
But this story, which everyone had totally different in their head, was simply an accident.
Okay.
It was an embarrassing accident.
Yeah.
It was
at that age, super embarrassing.
And it was an expensive accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was an accident.
Okay.
Okay, did you guys see the picture of the car?
Yeah,
I saw them pulling the car out.
Half in the water. Yeah.
So it looked like he was in a pretty shallow area of water.
Well, it's a boat launch. So, it is shallow.
Well, I was wondering how he got out.
It's a boat launch.
It is.
It's a boat launch.
There's docks right there.
Did you see when they launched the boat? That's where the car was, a boat launch.
It would have been way worse in the summertime. Because he would have also hit a boat. So not only would he have gotten in the water, he would have crushed somebody's boat on top of that.
Well, that might have been.
So you could add another $50,000 to that accident.
At least.
Do you guys know what to do when your car goes into a body of water?
No.
Yeah, get out.
Okay, you idiot.
Well, but there is like a method to it.
Yeah,
right?
You let it fill up and then you pop the door open.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's so many.
Which is super horrifying.
There's so many things they throw at you.
Yeah.
Right? So do I open the door while I'm sinking or do I wait till I'm completely submerged?
So the ones I saw, unless you have one of those things where you can smash the window immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They once they show you that scare the crap out of you, the water goes all the way to the top, and then when the pressure's right, you could force the door open, but it is because you're about to drown.
Are you sure that's how you're supposed to do
that's it? That's the way they showed it, like on when they show you on the news.
Okay, now forgive me for doubting you, because I've seen these stories like 1,000 times,
yeah.
Which, by the way, gives you the impression as a child that you're going to be in a submerged car way more than you actually are.
Yeah.
Because, like, for everyone listening, it's going to be zero times.
Probably.
Most people listen. Yeah. Right? But, like, forgive me for not trusting you for remembering the right way.
I grew up in Florida, man, where you literally drive a canal on one side, ocean on the other.
Florida advice.
Oh, yeah, no.
When do you ever see that happen?
Well, I was going to say, like, how many people in Florida would you take advice from?
Will you get out of the car quicker in Florida because there's probably a gator now in your car?
All right, I'm going
if he wasn't already there to begin with, riding shotgun.
HOV lay, baby! Top way to get out, according to Google.
Okay.
Open the windows as soon as the car hits the water.
But you'd have to be that fast because you're going to lose power quick because everything's wet.
Are you sure?
You can use your foot, shoulder, or heavy object like a steering wheel lock to get the window open.
Steering wheel lock.
The steering wheel lock.
So probably
like if you have like a Hyundai or a Kia.
Oh, the club?
Yeah. Thank you, Kia boys.
Make sure you take off your seatbelt.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I can't get out with my seatbelt on?
Well, no. I mean, you're laughing, but in a panic.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck.
You would absolutely do that. You would have the door open to be ready to go, and you would drop because your seatbelt is still
nowhere
on.
Nowhere does it say wait until the car is fully submerged.
I'm telling you, I saw it on 60 Minutes. We almost lost Mike Wallace.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Mike, you don't know who Mike Wallace is?
60 Minutes.
Yeah, because I said it.
Yeah.
He was the manager of the Mets in 86.
Best friends of Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, your best chance to act is within the first 30 seconds to 2 minutes.
So the information you gave was not right.
I'm telling you what I see.
Kimmy is literally reading. Where's this coming from?
There's multiple sources on Google here.
Like, probably AAA is the one you want to go to. They got all the good stuff.
Popular Mechanics. That's one of them.
That seems pretty reliable.
I mean, I can keep, it's like news stories from bigger cities. NPR, ever heard of it?
It's funny. Ooh, I love how you go, she was doing it to you, you idiot. I'm glad I'm not that guy.
Ever heard of it?
252WC, man, for talking about this 19-year-old kid. He drove off the pier in Canandaigua early yesterday morning. A lot of people assumed this guy was either elderly or he had been.
Oh, yeah. It's old folk.
Under the influence of something. No, he was a 19-year-old kid. He had stopped to rest on the pier. He went to turn around to leave, and he put his car in the water by accident.
What the hell was he doing down there at 1:30 in the morning?
I don't know. It could be one of those introspective moments.
For a 19-year-old?
Yeah, you didn't have a normal childhood. You never had those moments at 19 where you're trying to figure things out. You just want to be in a quiet place.
Yeah, usually I was down there pulling my thing, man.
You were cranking one out on the pier?
You never pulled off the side of the road. And
why did you need scenery?
No, I'm just in the car. I'm going to rub one
out. He's really into tugboats.
No, let's say.
There are other places you could go off and be alone.
No, but I'm saying, let's say you went out, you got shot down, you got no action.
Yeah.
You're driving home.
Mm-hmm.
You get the urge.
Sure.
You pull over, you rub one out.
Pull onto the dock.
So, like, I you know I'm very open about where I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot say that I've done that.
You never pulled over, rub one out?
No. I mean, if I was going to do it as well, I was still driving. But and it wasn't after getting shot down. You got to remember, though, I was of the cell phone era, so I had a couple of options.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did not.
You up? Question mark?
And I also sometimes pulled over and looked at pornography that I had in my car. Well, back
in the days.
Well, you had to have hand pictures. We didn't have all these electronicals.
And you always had a car full of porn, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going back to the story. Going back to the story with the 19-year-old, right? Like, it's funny. Like, all of this instruction we're getting, whether it's the wrong instruction from Tommy or the right instruction from Kimmy and NPR, heard of it? It may not even be helpful. Because
why?
If you're going into the water, most of the time you really won't know what's going on until it's too late.
Yes.
Right? Because, like, with all of the things that Kimmy is describing, you need time to prepare.
Like, the sudden impact of all that, like any car accident you've ever been in, it's so violent and out of the blue. It just throws you.
Right.
Well, I mean, think about this case here, right? This guy was turning around.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's in the water. And thank God, it looks like his car did not get submerged. Yeah. He was able to just get out of the car and go, right? But if this was deeper water, dark. Yeah. No one else
is
around.
Cold.
Yes. The shock of it, too.
Yeah.
Right? You're right. Like, all of a sudden, you're underwater. You would have to be able to do all of those things.
Quickly.
Right. Yes.
In the dark. Yeah.
How can you mentally prepare for a surprise of being underwater in the car, right? You know, I want you to think back to being a kid.
Okay.
Talking about this 19-year-old situation specifically.
Yeah.
Does this story make your buddy a badass if he did this? Or are you busting his balls?
Oh, you're busting his balls.
It is kind of badass.
Well,
it's badass, but it's something your grandpa should be doing, man. There should have been four floating ball caps with different sayings on them in the water. Not a kid.
And it's not
the irony of a floating battleship bulkhead.
Yes.
And it's also not really cool when now you got to ask your buddy for a ride everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Like, yeah, you totaled a car, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean,
doing a U-turn.
But if you go into that water submerged and get out, that is some James Bond level stuff. No?
It's self-inflicted.
I agree with you, but you still have managed to do it.
But you'd still want to hear the story.
Right.
And, like, here's the thing. I could very easily look at you and be like, you couldn't do it, and you couldn't sit back and be like, yeah, what? I'd wait till the car was under. Oh, I'm dead. And Tommy Boulay's dead.
Much like Mike Wallace.
Because, look, I'm – God rest his soul.
His watery soul.
No, like, I don't think I could do what Kimmy is describing here.
I don't think I could either.
And, like, one of my biggest fears is, like, this happens with my kids in the car because you got to take
I think you could with your kids. I think that would change.
Well, no, but I got to get them out first.
Yes. Right.
Like,
right?
Just the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, get my stuff off, turn around, get them out, figure out a way to get out of the car. Now, we all got to do it together. I also have to be brave the entire time because they're going to be screaming their heads off.
Yes.
Daddy drove us into a body of water. Again, like, I get being prepared for the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm getting anxiety just thinking about this thing that is never going to happen to me, knock on wood.
Yeah, it's an unnecessary fear.
Yes. Facebook messages coming in, you can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in for Brian, who we're saying this isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Brian says, this is more common than you think. Just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Remember that summer a couple years ago, two cars went into Lake Ontario in 2 weeks. He's right about that.
Okay, but he just said it happens more than you think. Every time it happens, we see it.
I would like to believe every time a car goes in the water.
It does.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We may be wrong about this story.
Oh.
Steve is on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
If you look at the picture, you'll see that the car is completely underwater. That's about 10 feet of water.
Okay, because the one I saw, it looked like it was sticking out like one of the heads from Easter Island.
No, it's right there at Sega Marina, and that's about 10 feet of water.
10 foot.
Sega Marina, one of my favorite Mexican restaurants in Canada. So he did. Yeah. He did have to get out of the car underwater.
Yes.
Damn.
And Tommy is correct. If you go in and the water's trying to come in, the pressure from the water trying to come in will keep the doors from opening if your windows are closed. If you wait until the car is completely full, then the pressure goes away, and then you can open the door. So he's kind of right.
All right. So you're saying,
but the car would have to fill up.
No, Kimmy. What he's saying is. The paramedics will have an easy time of getting your body out after you drown inside your car.
Gordon Lightfoot sung about it, man.
No, Kimmy has no idea.
No.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot sung that whole tune about
it. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. What was that Gordon Lightfoot song?
Sometimes you're in the lake. You're trying to open up the door, but you're too late.
You didn't want to do the Gordon Lightfoot song about the shipwreck in the water?
I couldn't find the words.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
My favorite thing is two old guys agreeing with each other, but they're both saying different things.
And they're both wrong.
No, I just heard I was right.
Let's take a break while Tommy studies the discography of Gordon Lightfoot. God, what kind of show are we doing this morning? Back to School, Kurt Vonnegut, Mike Wallace, Gordon Lightfoot.
Hell of a show.
We'd be crushing it in 1982.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.